Good morning, everyone. I thought I'd talk a little bit about clay this morning. As most of you know, for almost my entire adult life, I've worked with clay. And just this morning, I was doing some work on my next book, which is about my life working with clay. And I was reading about some primary categories of clay. Basically, there's primary and secondary clays that we have on this planet. And as I was reading about them, I thought, oh my goodness, this is just a perfect metaphor for how to practice meditation. And I will explain. So primary clays are clays that do not move from their original location. Clay is formed from rock, and over millions of years, just if nothing else happens, it simply decomposes and settles into its finest particles. And it's a fairly coarse kind of clay that's formed in these primary clays. But it's very strong. It can withstand a great deal of heat. It has, as we say, a strong center, not moving mind. In clay terms, this is where the bulk of porcelain is derived from, a kaolin kind of clay. However, by itself, it is fairly inflexible. And this comes from its long history of not moving. It makes sense, right? But in terms of workability, it's what we say is not very plastic among potters. We say it's not very plastic, inflexible. So this is problematic for people who want to make something out of it. So on the secondary clays are clays that have traveled, that have been carried off by wind, rain, other cataclysmic natural events. These are the clays that settle finally in estuaries and deltas and are sorted out into the finest of particles, much finer than primary clay. This clay is eminently flexible, extremely plastic. However, it has very little strength. So, we say in Zen, that we need to be able to blow with the wind sometimes, as you're fond of saying. flexible. In other words, recognize that we are subject to change. Always. On the other hand, if it's too flexible, if we don't have a strong center, we cannot make anything out of our lives. So, in order to for among us potters, in order to make a pot, we need to mix these primary and secondary clays together. It's in following different recipes according to different functions, but we need to have both primary and secondary clays. Strong clay that can take some heat, secondary clay that can allow itself to be shaped according to the moment's requirements. So this quite naturally fits how our technique of how to meditate. Here we are, sitting still, practicing primary point, primary clay. Not moving mind, and yet at the same time our eyes, ears, nose, tongue, everything of our body and mind and heart is open and flexible, porous. So I hope that as we practice, that we make a good mixture of primary and secondary sources. Make a vessel that can serve the moment.